talking about dreaming, he would say, last night I...
The proper word.
Well, that's what you would say. Do you say dreamt or dreamed?
Most of the time I say dreamed. Okay. And if I think it out, I remember to say
okay. They're both right. Either
but
one
it's so
right.
Silly that... I had two different teachers, one for one part of the year and one for the latter part, and I was graded as pronouncing dreamed incorrectly.
What about getting up? You say, well, this morning, and tomorrow morning, I've got to wake up early. Yesterday, I what?
Woke up.
Okay. What about that? What did I do there?
Stopped food.
Okay. If you're driving home and you see one of your neighbors walking alongside the road and you want to offer to give him a ride, you say, may I?
Give you a ride.
Okay, or talking about specifically going to his home, you say, may I?
Take you home.
Okay. The opposite of push is?
Pull.
And the opposite of pull is?
Push.
Okay. If something is real heavy, like a big trunk or a sack of groceries or something, and you were talking about carrying it, you'd say, well, I had to.
Carry.
Okay, would you ever use lugged or toted or packed or anything like that?
Carried.
Okay. If a child was getting ready to touch something hot and you didn't want him to touch it, you might yell at him, what?
That's hot.
Okay, well, would you ever say,
burn you.
Don't you touch it, or?
Yes, I would say, don't touch that.
Okay. If you need a knife, you might tell one of your children to go in the kitchen and
bring me a knife.
Okay. In football, the things that stick up at the end of the field are called what?
Goal post.
Okay. Talking about catching something, you might say, I've been fishing many times, but I have never
caught anything.
Okay. Is you having to wait, someone is not ready, you say, you might say, well, don't hurry, I'll wait.
A few minutes.
Oh, would you ever
hurry?
All right. You might say, go ahead, I'll wait. Would you say, for you or on you?
For you.
Okay. You would never say, I'll wait on you?
I probably have said, I'll wait on you.
Okay. You might tell someone, well, I did that wrong that time. Give me another
chance.
Okay. And you might tell the children, don't bother your father. He's not in a good
mood.
Or a good... If he's laughing a lot or somebody's laughing a lot, you might say, well, she certainly is in a good
mood.
You ever use the word humor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Humor.
You might, if you have a bunch of cats around the house, you might say, well, I don't like these cats. I wish we could get
rid of them.
Okay. If you can't recall something, you might say, well, I should know his name, but I don't
remember.
Okay. When I ask, you might tell the children, when I ask a question, I expect an
answer.
Okay. When you get ready to send a letter, you have to put the name of the person and where he lives on the envelope. And you say, when you do this, you say, well, I'm going to. To do what?
Write.
No, on the, you put your, well, yeah, but specifically to an envelope.
Address.
Okay. Some of the older folks especially call that backing a letter for some reason. I guess because it's on the back of the envelope or something.
Well.
Who, you might ask a child if you wanted to know where he learned something, you might say, who?
Told you.
Okay, or if it had been,
taught.
Okay. What about a children's nickname for a person who tells on others?
Tattletale. My kids use the term pimp.
Yeah.
Or squeal.
Okay. What is that in the vase outside there?
A rose.
What is it?
A flower.
Okay. Two of them would be?
Flowers.
Okay. What about a thing that a child plays with? You would